Don't slow down. 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 Fire escape, sunny. Don't slow down.
You seem cheery for someone facing a legal deposition.
I am cheery. The school approved my pitch for Vegas night.
Good for you. How are the nerves?
I think I'm finally ready to stick it to my abusive ex-boyfriend.
Well, that's good. Because Sherman warned me about Bobby's lawyer. They call her Great White. Once she smells blood in the water, it's over.
I can handle it.
You're sure you wouldn't rather I postpone? Until after I can get you in to see Dr. Sandler.
Mom, I don't need my mood altered with meds. Today, I am a new Fiona. Today, I'm Kevlar.
Remember the whole Riley's coming out of the closet thing?
How can I forget?
Try, really hard. In fact, don't try, only do.
But you said you were all fired up for being out and proud.
Until I met Matt Barnes, a scout from Eastern.
For real? This is like a dream come true.
But if Eastern finds out which team I play for, it becomes a nightmare.
Okay. Are you sure Eastern's gonna even have a problem?
I'm not about to find out. It's back in the closet for me.
Riley. Just want to say that I'm proud of what you did yesterday.
Really? What'd I do?
You're being funny. There's a campaign to get you and Zane elected kings of the dance. It'd be Degrassi first.
Looks like the closet door is bolted on the inside.
Wow. I'm actually out. But I have my interview at lunch hour. What am I gonna do?
Paul, you could tell Mr. Hotshot Scout the truth.
Fiona, this is Bobby's lawyer, Tony Stark.
Tony Stark?
Tony with an I. May we begin?
Yeah, I'm just impressed that Bobby's lawyer is Iron Lady. Go ahead, Miss Stark.
In your own words, what happened the night of the first altercation?
I was getting ready to go out when I got into an argument with Bobby.
So you started it?
Bobby gave me a black eye, don't you fact check?
We have this photo.
There's your proof.
Bruising is easy to fake.
Whatever, I enhanced it to make a point.
So you're lying?
I'm not lying.
Take a breath, Fiona.
Do you need a minute?
Yeah, I'm just a little parched.
We'll wait.
Next time, use these.
Thanks.
No big deal. Listen, you gotta get out of here. Me and the boys, we got some private business.
Go ahead, do whatever. I'm not gonna drop a dime.
All right.
What is this?
Nothing. First rule of Fight Club?
There is no Fight Club. Check. Anyway, can I get in on this?
Really? You wanna fight?
Yeah, I wanna fight.
Cool. Find your sparring partner. Just don't tell anyone.
Second rule of Fight Club, right?
I continue now?
Yeah, I'm on it. So to answer your question, Bobby hit me, Iron Lady.
My client has said you suffer from a mood disorder.
Well, I wouldn't listen to a thing your client says. He's a liar with a violent streak.
Your statements about my client are already on record. It is true you suffer from a mood disorder?
I don't know. You'd have to ask my therapist.
Then you haven't seen a therapist.
What do you want me to say, that I'm crazy?
Do you think you're crazy?
No, but I think you're a bitch.
Fiona? Fiona! What is in here? This is how you're handling things? By putting champagne in a water bottle?
Would you prefer I use a glass?
You are in so much trouble, young lady. I think we're done.
Riley, do you know what the word perspicacity means?
Not really, is it bad?
It's a word our coach Newman uses. It means you see the whole field in one glance. Now, you showed that yesterday.
Thanks.
That's just what Eastern's looking for in a quarterback. I'd like you to look at our campus. You seem hesitant. Am I missing something?
Look, some things just don't go together. Oil and water, cats and dogs, football and gayness. Are you following me now?
Well, Eastern's a progressive school. And recruiting an openly gay player might even boost our profile. Riley?
I don't know what to say.
Gotta admit, you surprised me. You really got the killer instinct.
I don't know about that. Just that spar might be fun.
But you want to win. I can tell.
Maybe on the outside, I don't look like your typical guy. But up here, I am.
Well, that's good, my man. Because we just got the right person for you to prove your manliness.
So, who's the chick that's looking for a smackdown?
No way. What's Bianca doing here?
You said you wanted a sparring partner.
Not with a girl. And I'm proud of it, freak.
What did you expect? There's a code. No guy's gonna hit a girl.
I'm not a girl.
Yeah, not between the ears. Problem is, we fight with our fists, not our brains.
So, you gonna do this?
Cat fight!
You guys are losers.
Can't believe Eastern is cool with you being out of the closet.
Gordon said they have a reputation for being open-minded or whatever.
Eastern also has a reputation for its awesome engineering program, maybe. You'd have a friend there.
Oh, really? Sweet.
Yeah. You'll be a trailblazer, a hero, like Harvey Milk.
Who do you play for?
Really? Harvey Milk was the first openly gay politician back in the 70s.
Oh, cool. What's he doing now?
He was assassinated in 78.
They killed him because he was gay?
No, he was a hero to millions.
What good is that when you're dead?
Hey, how'd your deposition go?
It went.
What does that mean?
It means we should study for Perino's exam.
Champagne eyes. You were drunk at your deposition?
So I self-medicated. What difference does it make what I use?
It makes a difference.
Moot. I just need to focus on the exam and then the dance.
There's still the trial to focus on.
Nope. Because I'm dropping the charges. Oops, Bobby wins.
Whoa, you're just gonna give up?
Conceding defeat. It's the only smart move.
What about other girls? What if Bobby hits somebody else?
My therapist says I can only control my own emotions, and I choose to be happy.
If you're so happy, why are you drunk during afternoon study period?
Fiona, we have to have a little talk.
Mom, I'm still...
Now!
You're doing an exam. Waiting for someone?
Yeah. Fitz.
Oh, and how is Fitzy boy? Still your super awesome BFF? Adam, what are you doing?
You were right, Eli.
Let's go, Rocky. Before teacher comes.
Say your prayers, Frank. I'm finding your ass after school.
Yeah, do it!
Adam, let's go.
Fight my own battles. Mom, I can't have a big scene right now. I have an exam.
We need to talk about you being drunk at your deposition.
There's nothing to talk about because I'm dropping the charges.
You're doing nothing of the sort.
God, why won't you just let this go?
Because it's partially my fault.
That's insane. This has nothing to do with you.
I pushed you on Bobby. I put you in that terrible situation. I need to make this right, Fiona.
What if he didn't do anything?
Please don't play games right now.
I'm not. What if he never hit me?
Don't be ridiculous, Fiona.
You're not hearing me. He never hit me. He never pulled me down the stairs. I made it all up.
Why on earth would you do that?
Haven't you heard? I'm crazy!
Fiona.
Mom, it's over! Please, just let me study. Let me do my exam. Let me be normal, please.
There you are.
For reinforcements, huh?
I thought I might need some help talking out a certain doom.
What am I supposed to do, Eli? I hate Fitz. I want to make him hurt.
Gandhi said, an eye for an eye makes the whole world blind.
Yeah, well, Gandhi never met Fitz.
I think you're missing the point, Rocky.
The point is when someone disses me, I fight back. Even if it means you get hurt.
We have to stop him.
Yeah, how? What? For once you have no sneaky plan up your sleeve.
We're undercover, over it, so get down low and savor it. This will be the last spree for the crime. So take your time. 10-year mine. And you could be my Seth Cohen. I could be your Lorelai. We'd live under the sun and talk so fast. And how we laugh. We would outlast. But I can't fight back even in my dreams. My fortitude is nothing like it seems. At night they come and I just let them in. I never win. I never win. As it stands, you tip your hat and I walk past and curtsy back. No one who knows us both would ever guess what could be next. We are relentless. And you could be my Seth Cohen. I could be your Lorelai. And someday soon these two fantasies could meet. The rest of conceit.
Well done, Mr. P.
There's still 30 minutes on the clock.
It's okay, I'm tired.
you doing?
Sir, can I go check on her?
Yes.
Fiona. Fiona. I think she's sleeping.
No, no, I have seen her. Back to work.
Fiona. 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 Fiona.
Well, was I asleep?
A half hour at the exam. Another hour after I dragged you home.
You're watching Bobby's video? It's creepy.
No. You're gonna watch it.
I've seen it already.
Well, you're gonna watch it again. And again, until you get it.
The truth is, I felt sorry for Fiona.
Sorry? Why?
Because she's so messed up. I mean, I never hit her. Not once.
And why would she lie, Bobby?
To punish me. For dumping her. I mean, I am the victim in all this. I just hope she doesn't do to other guys what she's trying to do to me.
Why are you making me watch this?
How can you look at that smug face and not want to fight back?
Maybe I deserved it.
Nobody deserves to get hit. Do you understand me? Nobody. I have something of yours.
Where'd you get those?
I fished the prescription out of the trash. Got your mom to fill it.
It's pretty sneaky.
I have my moments. No more drinking.
Thanks, Polly J.
Not so fast. I haven't told you about the long talk you're gonna have with your mom and your therapist tomorrow morning.
Coach, can you give a message to Mr. Barnes?
Well, I can give you his number. You can tell him yourself.
Well, it's not good news.
You're feeling pressure to be the first openly gay football player.
Tons of it, Coach.
Listen, I've seen you handle the pressure of leading a team. You can handle this.
I don't want to. I don't want to be a hero. I just want to play ball.
Son, you've got a gift. But if you want to use that gift, it's going to take sacrifice and commitment. So you've got to ask yourself, how bad do I want to use that gift?
Adam! Don't get too excited. I'm here to tell you you're an idiot.
Could have just texted and saved the effort.
It's not too late to bail.
Viz is gonna be here any minute. If you don't want to be here, then go.
I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, what about Claire?
She doesn't get guys. Sometimes you have to stand up for your butt. Hey, freak! You should have backed off. Now someone's gonna get hurt.
Yeah. Bring it.
Adam, calm down.
What
are you gonna
do, huh?
Adam, take it easy. Oh, Mom, I told you, I can't hit a girl.
I'm not a girl!
Easy, sweetheart. I can make an exception.
Okay.
Yeah.
Genius set up
a stink bomb. You're dead. Did you wake up today? Did you find the strength to say the world is your own? did you look up today? Did you find the words to say? The world is your own. You gotta believe.
I need an answer, Fiona.
I know.
Then stop stalling. You've been seeing a psychiatrist for how long? It's a simple question.
Being in therapy doesn't affect my recollection of what happened. Bobby hit me. He hit me and he pulled me down the stairs, and that's all that's relevant. Any more questions, Ms. Stark?
A lot, actually.
Great. Bring it.